This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When international tensions rise, some buy gold. Some, given the North Korea situation, are buying underground bunkers, Libby Denkman reports.
Ron Hubbard is stepping into a 26-foot steel bunker ready to be buried several feet underground.
Come on in. And we're locked in. And you can feel the pressure difference in here, and you also can feel the air change as well.
Hubbard is the president of Montebello, California-based Atlas Survival Shelters. He says preparing for nuclear fallout is no longer a fringe prepper hobby. Backyard bunkers that started about $19,000 are becoming a real estate perk.
Builders feel that it's a good investment to add to a new house being built.
Hubbard opened a new factory in Texas earlier this year. He says sales are up in 2017. Robert Vecino is CEO and founder of the Vivos Group, a network of high-end community shelters in the U.S. and Europe. He says he's also doing a brisk business.
Our sales are up tenfold over last year.
Vivos's website compares its bunkers to modern-day Noah's Ark. Vecino says they offer nuclear blast-proof apartments that come stocked with basics, food, water, medical supplies, but also creature comforts like entertainment and workout facilities.
It gets them to the other side of whatever the catastrophic event is until it's safe to come out on the surface.
Some disaster preparedness experts are dubious about the investment.
Getting to your bunker in the hills? Probably not going to make it in most cases.
Hal Kempfer is a retired Marine Reserve Lieutenant Colonel and CEO of Knowledge and Intelligence Program Professionals. On this day, he's running a seminar on nuclear preparedness for the city of Long Beach. Kempfer says in the event of a disaster, we're more likely to need to shelter in place at home or at the office.
So I always have lots of water on hand. I got big bottles of water because that's the first thing we're going to run out of.
He recommends stashing plastic sheeting to cover your windows and enough H2O for 3 to 4 days minimum. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Denkman for Marketplace.